Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. Happy Monday to all of you. We hope you're having a great Monday so far. For those of us here in the United States, today is a holiday. So for those of you here in the United States, we hope you're having a great holiday day as well. Recently, we released a new Mormon message entitled The Shiny Bicycle. It's a cute story told from the perspective of a little boy about repentance and forgiveness. The little boy says, "People make mistakes, and there's always a way to fix them." Isn't that the truth? If you haven't had a chance to watch it, check it out on our website at mormonchannel.org. And you can watch it for yourself or maybe even show it to your class at church. It's a great one. There's a story that we wanted to start right out with today. It's from President Gordon B. Hinckley, who was the prophet of the church, and it's from a general conference talk he gave entitled Be Ye Clean, and it's from April 1996. Here's the story in his own words.
When I was a boy living here in Salt Lake City, most homes were heated with coal stoves. Black smoke belched forth from almost every chimney. As winter came to a close, black soot and grime were everywhere, both inside and outside of the house. There was a ritual through which we passed each year, not a very pleasant one as we viewed it. It involved every member of the family. It was known as spring cleaning. When the weather warmed after the long winter, a week or so was designated as cleanup time. It was usually when there was a holiday and included two Saturdays. My mother ran the show. All of the curtains were taken down and laundered. Then they were carefully ironed. The windows were washed inside and out, and oh, what a job that was in that big two-story house. Wallpaper was on all of the walls, and Father would bring home numerous cans of wallpaper cleaner. It was like bread dough, but it was a pretty pink in color when the container was opened. It had an interesting smell, a pleasant, refreshing kind of smell. We all pitched in. We would knead some of the cleaning dough in our hands, climb a ladder, and begin on the high ceiling and then work down the walls. The dough was soon black from the dirt it lifted from the paper. It was a terrible task, very tiring. But the results were like magic. We would stand back and compare the dirty surface with the clean surface. It was amazing to us how much better the clean walls looked. All of the carpets were taken up and dragged out to the backyard, where they were hung over the clothesline one by one. Each of us boys would have what we called a carpet beater, a device made of light steel rods with a wooden handle. As we beat the carpet, the dust would fly, and we would have to keep going until there was no dust left. We detested that work, but when all of it was done and everything was back in place, the result was wonderful. The house was clean, our spirits renewed, the whole world looked better. This is what some of us need to do with our lives. Isaiah said, "Wash you, make you clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be like crimson, they shall be as wool."
That's a great illustration about being clean and how the Savior can make us clean. Even when we think we might be beyond his help, we never are. It's never too late for us to repent and turn to him and change. We wanted to share a story from the Savior's life about how he so willingly forgives sin. And this story was told by Elder Craig A. Carden, who is a member of the 70, in General Conference, April 2013, and it's entitled, "The Savior Wants to Forgive." Here it is in his own words.
During the time of our Savior's mortal ministry, many followed after him, including scribes and Pharisees out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem. A bedridden, paralyzed man, desiring to be healed, was brought to a large gathering, but was unable to get close to the Savior. His friends took him to the roof of the house where the Savior was and lowered him down. Seeing this demonstration of faith with great purpose not yet known to his listeners, the Savior declared, "Man, thy sins are forgiven thee." This must have surprised the man, and although the scriptures say nothing of his reaction, he may have wondered if the Savior really understood why he had come. The Savior knew that many people followed him because of his mighty miracles. Already he had turned water to wine, cast out unclean spirits, healed the nobleman's son, a leper, the centurion's servant, Peter's mother-in-law, and many others, and had restored to life the widow's son. But with this paralyzed man, the Lord chose to give evidence to both disciple and detractor of his unique role as Savior of the world. Hearing the Savior's words, the scribes and Pharisees had begun to reason among themselves, ignorantly speaking of blasphemy, while concluding that only God can forgive sin. Perceiving their thoughts, the Savior addressed them, saying, "What reason ye in your hearts? Whether it is easier to say, 'Thy sins be forgiven thee,' or to say, 'Rise up and walk.'" Not waiting for the response, the Savior continued, "But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power upon earth to forgive sins," he then turned to the paralyzed man, "I say unto thee, arise and take up thy couch and go into thine house." And he did. By this miraculous physical healing, the Savior confirmed to all of us this infinitely more powerful spiritual truth: the Son of Man forgives sins.
That's a great message that the Savior is willing and he does forgive our sins. It's a wonderful thing. That's the message that we wanted to share with you today. Thank you for joining us. If you have any suggestions, comments, or maybe you have a story that you'd like to share with us, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is entitled "Back to Where You Are," and it's featuring Mindy Gledhill. Thanks again for joining us, and have a great day.
Yesterday, I took the long way home, worlds away from the noise I know. It never felt so good to be alone. Summer haze burning through my soul, dusty lane mid the field of gold, and poppies growing all along the road. The pictures in the sky seem to wave goodbye to what's behind me, and questions why begin to die as evening finds me following the stars back to where you are. Memories dance and move across the why begin to die as evening finds me following the stars back to behind me and questions why begin to die as you remind me. The pictures in the sky seem to wave goodbye to what's behind me. To